Ashley, welcome to the attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, nice to have you on board.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome to America, number one. Talk about coming to the States and playing some friendlies here representing Man U.
Yeah, we can't wait. We're obviously delighted and excited by the tournament that we've got coming up. You know, it's pre-season, so we're going to be working hard when we get out there. But, you know, we've got some fantastic games coming up. We've got a great competition to play in, and, you know, everybody's excited to be part of it.
Now, do you know city to city what direction you're going in? I don't expect you to know them all, but can you pinpoint a couple of the high spots?
I know them all. We've got LA Galaxy in Los Angeles. And then we've got AS Roma that we play in Denver. We've then got Inter Milan that we're playing in Washington, D.C., and then we have got Real Madrid that we play in Michigan. And then if we can win the group, which I'm sure we can do, we'll finish with the final in Miami.
That's the voice of Ashley Young from Manchester United joining us here on Spano and Black. Now, you talked about the fact that with Man U, you guys are in your preseason while the MLS teams are in the heart of their regular season. Obviously, there is a talent disparity here, let's be clear. But is it a big advantage for you guys to be in your preseason while the MLS teams are in the heart of their regular season? And is that a challenge in this tournament situation?
I think, obviously, where they're in the heart of their season, you know, their fitness levels are going to be maybe higher than ours, where we've just been back into preseason training for, you know, a few weeks now. But, you know, preseason is all about getting your fitness up, you know, looking to get through the games as best as you can, and, you know, going out and training hard. And, you know, we're going to be doing that. Obviously, we've got the games that we've got coming up. We've got good games against great teams, from the, obviously, LA Galaxy to Roma, to Milan, to Real Madrid, which we know are going to be tough games. But, you know, when it comes to pre-season, you know, it's about getting your fitness up. But, you know, when we've got a competition that we've got ahead of us, we want to go out and win that competition.
Ashley Young from Man U joining us here in the attack. Ashley, World Cup's over. Very successful for Brazil. Everything went as right as it could for the host country, except winning it. The disappointment there, I'm sure, was felt in England as well, as you guys did not get out of group. Talk about the impact on the country, the emotional level, and what the reaction was at home.
It was obviously disappointing. You know, for, you know, the players, the country as a whole, the fans. You know, obviously, we're disappointed because the team that we had out there, we felt we could have, you know, gone on much further. You know, like you say, will it affect the country? Obviously, it was disappointment after the World Cup. You know, now it's over. It's back to, you know, thinking about domestic football and the Premier League. And, you know, everybody at Manchester United is now looking forward to a, you know, obviously a new manager, a new era. And we'll be looking to get ourselves back to successful and winning ways. And, you know, as a club as a whole, we want to go and win every competition that we're involved in and achieve big things. And we'll start in the States with this pre-season tour that we've got coming up.
Talk to us a little bit about last season's struggles. Manchester United actually finishes seventh in the Premier League, you know, which is not typical Man U. Losing to Man City, which is not typical Man U. Just talk about the tough year that you guys had and what you guys are doing to rebound.
Obviously, it was obviously disappointing for everybody as a whole. You know, players, staff, fans. You know, everybody was disappointed. And, you know, a club as big as ours, you know, for us to finish seventh was obviously disappointing. Not, you know, get as far in the cup competitions that we were involved in as well was obviously disappointing. But, you know, we, as a club as a whole, we don't look back at, you know, unsuccessful seasons, even, you know, the successful ones. We always look forward and we strive to go forward. With the new season coming up, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We've got a new challenge. We've got a new manager. You know, he's going to bring in his own philosophy. He's a successful manager. He's had success everywhere he's been. You know, so obviously he wants to come here and be successful. And the players as a whole, you know, you see everyone is back in pre-season. Now everybody wants to get to the heights that we've achieved in previous years, and you know, that's exactly what we'll be looking to do. And we start out with pre-season, and you know, you build from pre-season into the season, and I'm sure if we can have a great pre-season tour, and then I'm sure the start of the season will be going very well for us.
Now, the pressure playing for any football club in England is just intense because of the passion that the British have about this great game. But playing for Manchester United has to be a unique brand of pressure because they are Manchester United. Talk to us a little bit about that and how much more pressure there is when you play for Manchester United than if you play for anybody else.
I think obviously there is pressure when you put on that Man United shirt every week in, week out at Old Trafford. You know, in front of all the fans that are there. You know, everybody wants to beat Man United. We're the biggest club in the world. You know, it's everyone's cup final when you play against Man United. And you need to go out there and play, give 110% every game. You know, the success that the good club have had, he's always looking to every year to achieve new things and win new titles and different competitions. So we should, you know, obviously the pressure that you when you put on that shirt and come out of that tunnel, it is always there. But you know, as soon as that first whistle goes, you go out there to enjoy the game and give your best, and that's all you can do.
You know, any legendary franchise goes through a transition phase here in the States, you know, football teams, baseball teams. Talk about how Man U is infusing young blood and fresh talent into what has been a legendary situation.
I think if you look at towards the end of last season, you know, the players that come on, the likes of Tom Lawrence, James Wilson, you know, were involved and they were done very well. And you know, I think with you know, the players that have come through, the likes of Tom Cleverley, the likes of Danny Welbeck, you know, have done fantastically well. And I'm sure that the staff that are here and obviously the new manager coming in will see the youngsters that will come through. And they've done really well so far, so I'm sure it will continue.
Ashley, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. It's truly been a pleasure. Good luck on this tour and the upcoming season and beyond with Man U. It's really been a pleasure talking soccer with you, and we hope to do it again very soon.
Thank you.
Our pleasure. Bye-bye now. That was Ashley Young from Manchester United joining us here on Spano and Black. We got to talk about the state of Man U, British soccer, and, you know,
a little bit of World Cup as well.